Hello, this is Tony Christie, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Sometimes I lie and watch you sleeping, when I can't sleep myself. But I don't see someone as old as me, I just see your younger self. I listen to the way you're breathing, a whisper soft and low, like memories of ghosts returning from a place I used to know. And looking out through the haze of those halcyon days, the memories may fade with the times, but what was there long ago, we never let go, we still shine. So lay your head upon my shoulder and dream away back when we had no thoughts of growing older, we just lived for then. But through more years than I remember, we stood the test of time. I loved you then, and now we still shine. And now as we grow together, the wind of change is blowing through. It made me proud you could depend on me, now I depend on you. I may forget the unimportant and sometimes lose the track of time, but still recall the things that matter when you put your hand in mine. And looking out through the haze of those halcyon days, the memories may fade with the times, but what was there long ago, we never let go, we still shine. So lay your head upon my shoulder and dream away back when we had no thoughts of growing older, we just lived for then. But through more years than I remember, we stood the test of time. I loved you then, and now we still shine.
Well, I'm in a lovely house, lovely surroundings, and with me is Tony Christie.
Hello, nice to be with you.
Yes, indeed. We're going to talk about the country album that you've got out. We've got a single that's promoting at the moment, but also we want to talk about Tony Christie and just talk about a couple of those hits. Just name some of those big ones you had.
In the old days.
Well, you're going to have some new ones again.
Well, my first hit was in 71, was Las Vegas. And then I did what I did for Maria. What else was it? Oh, from the TV series. What was that? Avenues and Alleyways.
Okay.
In the Avenues and Alleyways. That one.
Okay. And you did the Neil Sedaka song, didn't you?
Oh, Amarillo.
Yes.
Amarillo.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big one for you, of course. Yeah. Let's bring things up to date. We've got a new single out called Home, 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 and it's from a new album called...
It's called We Still Shine.
It's a lovely album. It's got some great songs on there, and there'll be more singles coming out from it. Now, you recorded that in Nashville at the Blackbird Studios.
That's right. We did it June last year, and we spent... We went there, we booked for 3 weeks, thinking we'd need 3 weeks, and we didn't. We did the whole album in like a week. So whilst I was there, I thought, well, I've got the musicians, I'll re-record some of my old stuff. So I've got another album sitting there waiting to be mixed.
Okay, of your old hits?
Of the old hits, yeah.
But have they been done a countrified?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
We let the musicians do their versions of them. Yeah. In fact, I think Amarillo, when they did their versions of it, it sounds like a gospel, very gospel-y sort of feel. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear that. That appeals to me because I love country versions of pop hits, but with a country feel to them. So that's up my alley. That one.
Yeah, it's different. It's great.
And you had some amazing musicians on it. I know Kent Wells was on it.
Yeah, I'm not very good. I'm not very good with names, but I was saying to Sean that I was watching the musicians. I was standing in the middle of them, and I said to Sean, I said, that guitar player's he's a good guitar player, isn't he? And he says, yeah, well, he should be. He's Dolly Parton's musical director.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you also had Brent Mason, didn't you, as well?
That's correct, yeah. Brent Mason was on it. Yeah. In fact, they were all stars, you know, musical stars themselves. And I was in awe. I stood there absolutely in awe, listening to all of them play.
I love watching Nashville musicians make an album because they do it. They do the tracking in like 3-hour sessions, and you know, over in England, it takes like weeks and weeks to do things. They do it. They got their own way of charting it with their own without the chords. They have these whatever you call it. Forget it. What's called now? And they just, you know, and if they want to change the key, they just change the number.
Yeah.
You know, it's just amazing, and they do it so quick. And most singers are just surprised. Well, we thought we wouldn't be singing for a couple of days, but you're in pretty quick. And
I was staggered. You know, they were so good, so quick, that I was staggered. It was brilliant.
Did you do all the mixing there as well, or did you bring it back here?
We brought it back. We brought it back to the UK. Abbey Road Studios, we did the mixing, yeah.
You couldn't have picked a better place.
No, it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
I've never been there yet. I must go sometime.
Well, we were fortunate that we got the best mixing room. They've got several, and we got the best that they're famous for. You know, it got specially built, and the sound was unbelievable. Hello, this is Tony Christie, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Early morning, Memphis, and I can't get you from my mind. I'm gonna drive me down to Texas. I'm gonna see if I can find the girl who's left me searching. For the love never dies until my heart stops beating, until my blood runs dry. Yes, she's the only one to make me come alive, but now I'm holding on. I just won't survive it if my love has gone. I got to get to find her, 'cause she's the only one. She left me here that morning, and the wind, it was howling. I could hear the door was closing, and a part of me was gone. And the teardrops falling to the emptiness inside. And then my heart starts beating for the girl I've got to find. Yes, she's the only one to make me come alive, and now I'm home. I just won't survive it if my love has gone. I've got to get to find her. She's the only one on my mind. On my mind. On my mind. Yes, I've got to hold on. 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 And she's the only one to make me come alive, but now I'm holding on. I just won't survive it if my love is gone. I've got to get to find her. Holding on, 'cause I just won't survive it. She's the only one to make me come alive. And now I'm holding on, 'cause I just won't survive it. If my love has gone, I've got to get to find her. 'Cause she's the only one. Yes, she's the only one. She's the only one on my mind, on my mind, on my mind.
Currently touring at the moment?
Always touring, yeah. They can't stop me. I love it, yeah. So I'm, well, to the end of the year so far. Still touring, got Germany, I've got all across Europe. In fact, I think Australia and New Zealand are booking me later in the year.
Good gracious. I've got some dates here in front of me, and it's sort of kicked off in March, and it's going all the way through to October here. That doesn't include any of the European dates or anything.
No, they're booking now, particularly in Germany, Austria, Switzerland. They're booking them in now, so it's going to be busy.
If you don't mind me asking you, you know, if this is wrong... you have said that you've got a start of dementia.
I have, yes. I was. It started out about 2 years ago. All my life I've been a crossword doer, cryptic crosswords. I'm good at it, very good at it. And suddenly I started having problems doing it about 2 years ago. And also forgetting people's names that I'd known for donkey's years. And my wife said, look, I think you've got a problem. Let's go and see the doctors. We went to see this lady doctor, and she did some tests on me and did x-rays on my skull, front skull. And she says, you've got the beginnings of dementia. We can put you on tablets to not cure it. There's not a cure for it yet. But what it will do will stop it getting any worse. And that's what I've been on now for 2 years.
Okay. And does it affect you on stage at all?
No, I've always, even before I got the dementia, I mean, for 20 years and more than 20 years, because I do so many songs and you know, you can't remember looks that you've, from albums you've made, you know. So I've always had a screen on stage with lyrics so I don't make a mess. Because if you make a mess of a song, it's the audience that, you know. So I always have lyrics of every song I'm singing on stage there in case, you know. I forget.
Good. So, are you involved with the Dementia Society?
Yes, I am. Music for Dementia. I did a song with Sting. We did a because he's got a relation, also got it, and we did a song called "Thank You for Being a Friend." For all the money that's made from it goes to Music for Dementia. It goes to the charity.
You've got this other album in the can, ready to be mixed, so that's going to be another country feel. Is country music a way you may be going towards for the future?
Yeah. I've always liked country music, and I used to do it in the 60s before I had any hits. I used to do country songs, you know, on the nightclubs and things. But I had pop hit records, so the producers who were producing me didn't really want me to do country. They wanted me to do pop songs, you know. So basically my recording career for years and years and years was doing pop music. Occasionally I'd slip in a country song on or two songs on the albums, you know, which always went down so well.
Yeah.
And I used to put a couple of songs or three or four songs in my act on stage, which again always went down so well.
Yeah.
So
but I think country music is now accepted, and there's many bigger names, you know, that were pop names are doing country. I mean, Beyonce at the moment, she's doing.
I mean, I'd love to do it full time, you know, but I've got a big following around the world.
Oh yeah, you can never change that.
I've got to do.
What you could do is maybe, you know, maybe do an opening set, like a 25-minute country set,
yeah,
before you come on and do the the big show. Yeah, so this new album, you know, with the hits being done with a country, more of a country feel, they're going to love it.
Oh God, yeah, it goes down so well. With the, I mean, I've got a steel player on with me, working with me now. You know, I just like, I love country music.
Yeah, that's.
And we sneak it in, and the audience love it. And I get so many people after the show saying, "We love all this new stuff you're doing, the country feel that you've given to your old songs and things." So that's it. Moving.
I think that's the way forward, because, you know, obviously the youngsters have got their music now, like we did when we were young. Right. You know, so country music is storytelling, like all your songs have been.
It's getting more popular, yeah. I've found. And I think country music's changed slightly. The old country music, they're now doing still the same songs, but they're doing it not sounding like the 50s. They're doing modern backing.
They're putting more than two chords in.
That's right. Oh, yeah, three chords, some of them.
Yes, three chords of the truth.
it's one of those things. It's in my background, basically, country music.
Well, that's good. It's good that you've now got the opportunity to put it out there to the audience.
Well, to mix it, yeah. Mix it in. And the audience love it, I'll be honest with you. They do like it.
So I understand from October you're going to be doing a farewell tour all around the world?
Apparently, yes. I mean, but every time I hear of these people doing these farewell tours, it starts out being the first of the farewell tours.
Farewell tour three.
But yes, I'm going to be doing... I just want to carry on, you know. I've still got the voice, so why waste it? I'm going to still carry on until that's it. But I'm going to keep singing, keep doing country music, keep doing everything, basically.
Good. So we got Home, Home, Home is the single, and the album is
We Still Shine.
We Still Shine. Good luck with that all together, and we'll be helping, pushing it, and making it happen for you.
Well, that's very kind of you. Great. I'm relying on you.
Okay. Tony Christie, thank you.
Thanks a lot, thank you. Hello, this is Tony Christie, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Seems I'm always trying to catch your eye. Don't you see me when I've been walking by? I've had these feelings for too long now. Something's changing. I need to try and find a way. My heart's been breaking, but I can't take this anymore. I'm taking you home, home, home. We're gonna hit the road. I'll take you home, home, home. We're gonna see the light when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way, find a way. I've been holding on to what we had. I've been hoping we could be together. Have you heard the whispers in the dead of night singing? Something's changing. We need to try to find a way. Hearts are breaking, and I can't take this anymore. So I'm taking you home. We're gonna hit the road, I'll take you home, home, home. You're gonna see the light when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way to find a way. Oh, home, home, home. We're gonna raise the roof when we go home, home, home. We're gonna face the truth when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way. Find a way. In my dreams I've been calling out. Could you hear me? Could you hear me shout? Drawing pictures of us in my mind. All the future with our hearts entwined. I'm gonna find a way. We'll be right back.
We're gonna raise the roof when we go home, home, home. We're gonna face the truth when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way to find a way.